Good evening, and welcome to the Women of Worth call for June 2019. It's the start of summer tomorrow, and there's so much great energy going on between the summer starting and what's going on with Manatech. Tonight, I'm really excited that we have a true man of worth, our CEO and President, Al Bala. Good evening, Al. How are you tonight?
Good evening, Kathleen. I'm doing wonderful, and I hope everybody on the call is doing as great as I am, and you are. And yes, it's a good time to be thinking about a new start and Manatech in the summer. So that's going to be great.
Well, one of the reasons why I chose you for June, Al, is because I know what an amazing husband, father, grandfather, and we just had Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to you and to all the fathers that do go on our call. So I hope it was a good one for you. And
for those of you
out there, I wanted to just do a little bit of, Al has a broad experience in the network marketing field and has been instrumental in expanding Manatech into many, many countries that we have been into. He has got that knowledge and wealth of knowing the culture of the different countries, and it has benefited us so well. And basically, Al is the energy behind Manatech. There isn't a phone call he's on that doesn't project that energy and get people excited. And Al, we appreciate that so much, that you instill that energy into all of us. Al also will share with us tonight the benefits of Manatech and where we're headed. Al, I thought maybe we might start off tonight with, since most of our members on the call are from North America, just thought, what is your projection for 2019 for the rest of for North America for the rest of 2019?
Okay, well, thank you, Kathleen, and also happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Hope you had a great one. I know I had a great one. I'm enjoying this new phase of my life called grandfatherhood, and it seemed like it came to me really, really fast. And fast and furious. We now have 11 grandchildren between Johanna and I. So so that makes it for a very, very blessed Father's Day. So talking about North America, I would say that, you know, in general, if we look across the industry, North America has actually been a stable market. And I'm going to talk, let me talk in general. Direct Selling Association numbers. I was just at the annual convention a couple of weeks ago in Austin. The direct sales industry in North America registered growth in 2018, I think 1.5% to 1.7%, which is, you know, not what I would consider to be, you know, high growth, but it's very, very stable growth. And definitely, we have pockets of companies that have done incredibly well this past year. One of them I can think of, which was Nu Skin, grew $400 million in 2018. So, and the reason I'm saying that is because we need to understand that every company in the direct sales industry, everyone has gone through different phases, you know. The new companies usually go through hyper growth. Every company will go through what we call the S curve at some point, which is it will feel a little bit of slowdown, and then some will even go backwards for a little while, and then they will come back and then start the new S curve, and then plateau, and then reinvent themselves, and then go back in another growth spur. And that's important to understand, because depending on, you know, who's on a call today, you probably have gone through the same process that Manatech has gone through, that the industry has gone through. And the main thing that I want us to come out of this with is that there is hope in the future. There's always hope in the future, regardless of where you are in that S-curve. For me, Manatech is at the beginning of a new S-curve. S-curve. We're in the beginning of a new growth spurt after years of finding ourselves again, regaining our voice, and we plateaued for a few years, but I feel like this plateau is just becoming now our platform for growth again. So how do I know that? Well, our first 3 months of the year has been profitable. It's been great. You've seen the results. We've already published some of those numbers, so it's public knowledge. But it's been really interesting to look at what's happened in April. April was an amazing, amazing month. Obviously, we had Manifest in the middle of it. We sold literally almost $1 million at Manifest, which is pretty amazing, considering it was just a North American event, and we had about 500 to 600 people in attendance. That was an amazing number of, it was an amazing volume for the numbers of people that we had there. And usually when we go through a big month like that, usually the next month will slow down a little bit because maybe people bought more than they, you know, they bought in April and took advantage of the promotion. Well, we had a great month of May. We were ahead of last year, both in top line and happy to say, very profitable in May as well. So those things just tend to tell me after 4 months that we are definitely very excited and very optimistic about this coming year. And we believe that, you know, in both the top line, again, it's not a forward-looking statement. It's a belief. It's a personal belief based on some of the things that I see that we could be set for a very nice year. I don't expect it to be a explosive growth year, but it's certainly going to be a nice, stable year. But with a lot of things that are going on that I believe sets us, creates a platform for real strong growth in the next 6 to 12 months. So my projections, I can't make projections, but my expectation, my belief is very optimistic, very positive, that what's coming, what's ahead of us is certainly pretty exciting. Now, what are some of those things? You know, we are this weekend, this Saturday, we're launching.
It's Manapalooza. Yeah.
It's Manapalooza this Saturday.
Yeah.
So if you don't mind, I'll just go into that a little
bit.
Absolutely. Because
that's the next thing I was going to ask about in the announcement.
Oh,
please.
Perfect. Well, Manapalooza for me is really exciting because it's creating a new format for meetings. When I was at the DSA, and I get to be part of the CEO forums, the CEO breakfast, they bring us in early. They spend some time with just the CEOs. And it was really interesting to realize that every company in the industry is dealing with the same issues, same thing. And in general, what people have seen is there's a big shift that has happened in terms of how people use events. And I mean in terms of associates, how associates will engage and participate in events. You know, I grew up, you know, I've been in this industry 38 years. And so I grew up in an era where everything was about from event to event every 90 days. I mean, I got on a bus from Boston to Virginia Beach, Virginia, to Macon, Georgia, to Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and so on. We drove 15 to 18 hours every 90 days for over 15 years like clockwork. I knew my business was growing by the number of buses that we took to the events, and we literally measured our business from event to event. But those events was physical. You were there, you got on the bus on Thursday night, you drove all night, you got there barely on Friday afternoon, you changed really quick, you were in the Coliseum by 6 p.m. on Friday, you were there till 2 o'clock in the morning, you were back the next day, Saturday, from 8 to, again, 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, and then you were there on Sunday for the morning service, and then you were there till 5 p.m., Then you jump in a bus again, drove 18 hours back to Boston. For 15 years, we did that like clockwork. So that was the way it was done then. It's not the way we do it now. And Maritech is finally, we're creating the right formula. We're testing the right formula that will help us to do the events in a way that engages more people. There's still a local component to it, but it's really going to be the virtual component that's going to be exciting. Bringing in our speakers virtually, having an audience that is virtual combined with everyone creating their own watch parties, either in their own home, but even more exciting than that, doing their Facebook watches, which is they are now having a virtual meeting within a virtual meeting, if you know what I mean. And folks, that means our reach is going to be so much wider than what we've had until now. And we're going to be able to get people, our associates and our customers and our prospects to join us from all over the world. And we're going to be able to give them a real quality program at the minimum of inconvenience and cost. So for me, that is really exciting, and I believe that this is the future of events as we go forward.
And I've been told that we hear that there will be a launch of a product.
Yes,
on
yes.
Saturday, so that's exciting.
Well, we're keeping up with our promise of launching new products every 90 days, at least
right.
One new product every 90 days.
Well, that'll be exciting to hear, and I know that everyone's going to be ordering. Every time a new product comes on board, it's even better than the last, you know.
Well, Kathleen, it really is, there's two elements to this concept. One element is certainly an element of volume. Sure, every new product is our opportunity to expand the share of wallet, as we call it. So that means that people who are already ordering whatever they order normally will add this product to their order and then expand their order size. And I think that's good. That's good for you guys. It's good for all our associates.
Create more volume.
Because,
mm-hmm.
because when you downline buy that extra product, it's an extra volume.
Absolutely.
But this is the other thing that a new product like this, especially this one. My goodness, this is something that is so needed right now that it is also going to be an amazing opportunity to start a new conversation with people that you may have talked to before, people that are in your business but have not been as active as you want them to be. It gives you one more reason to reach out and touch someone, if you remember the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
So to reach out and touch someone and start a new conversation. And that, for me, it's probably the biggest benefit of these product launches these days, besides the fact that it also helps us to create more volume.
Wow, that Manapalooza, if any of you can get there, you want to make sure you'll be there. Because first of all, you will have the first level of receiving those new products. And second of all, Richard Brooks and Ashley Torian, they do an amazing job of motivating and speaking right to your needs. So I know we're going to be watching and getting all of our team to be doing that. We're going to have a group here. So that's exciting. Al,
I want to say that besides Richard Brooke and Ashley, which both are amazing speakers, and there's going to be so much training there, Dr. Nugent is going to do a full training on a new product. But even more exciting than that, we have many, many leaders that are going to be speaking as well on specific topics, and they are very, the topics that I believe are going to be very dear to your heart. They're going to be things that speak directly to the situations you're dealing with every day. So the combination of our trainers, our corporate speakers, but more than that, our leaders that we're going to be bringing from all over the country. This is going to be exciting, from Toronto, from Vancouver, from Dallas, from so many other places, from Seattle and other places. There's going to be a lot of people. So it's going to be a really content-rich, it's power-packed. So not only be on air, watch it, have other people watching it with you, learn how to do Facebook watches, watch parties, because I really think that that's going to help you maximize the power of this event.
And for anyone that hasn't seen it, go to allaboutmammatech.com, and it starts at 10 a.m., and it's, you can see the list of speakers. It's going to be a phenomenal day. I wanted Al to talk about this new launch that we have with the personal Mammatech websites. Share with us what this really means for associates. We're really excited about it.
Well, you know what? I'm excited about it. For me, it's like something that inside the building, we have been battling for this for many, 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 almost I would say many years. We knew we needed a good, I mean, everybody's familiar with the personal, the PWPs, the personal web pages. But, you know, over a period of time, while we were going through this transition, we lost that ability to really send people to these pages and give them an opportunity to have an experience within your page, your personal pages. And be able to register, be able to buy a product. We lost that ability for a while we were going through the transition we've been going through in our back office. But I'm so happy to say as of Saturday, that's over. The PWPs, which is, the Mammatech personal pages, that basically means that you are able to literally share any page in our website directly to someone. So if you are on the Bounceback page, there's a button there that you can click and share that page with someone. And once they click on that page, it will literally take them to that particular product. Inside your page, your number is embedded in every share that you make so that they always find their way into your personal page so that that order or that registration is counts for you, obviously, and it's done in such a way that it's as streamlined as it can be. And that, for me, is a big deal because we live in the era of social selling. It's all about, bringing people through the funnel, the top of your funnel, bring them into your back office where they can actually go ahead and take action, either purchase a product. And we're trying to make that as easy and streamlined a process as we can. And this is the phase one of this process, which is then going to have a phase two, which is when we integrate it with Mammatech Plus and so on. So it is a big jump from where we've been, but it's also a big jump just in general, the fact that we can embed your number in every single page that you share, regardless of where it is in a website, including you can share a card, you can share the registration, you can, in an easy way, they can pick the registration and a product at the same time and sign up for automatic order at the same time. So it really, it's light years ahead of what we have right now, but yet it's still only the beginning of a process that we're going to go through over the next few months to make this even better and better as we go along. So, yeah, I mean, we're living today in a time of platforms. You've heard of the gig economy. The gig economy is what we also call the platform economy. And for us in direct sales to compete with the other elements of the gig economy, we have to offer people the best platform opportunity that they can find and with the least amount of barriers. And I believe that this is a start towards that, where eventually we could say Manatech, best platform opportunity in a direct selling industry.
Well, in the field here, we so appreciate all this work that the due diligence that it's taken to bring this to us, and we know how effective it's going to be. With every young generation, all they do, it's all about social media. They just live on their phones. I mean, everywhere you go, they don't even use a tablet. They don't use a PC. It's their phone that's their connection. So this is going to be very exciting for all of us to be able to encrypt all of our information and be able to disseminate it to the right people. So let them know back home that we so appreciate it. And
well,
thing,
I appreciate your appreciation.
Yes. The summer series is now taking place with Richard Brook. Can you comment on this and the ongoing support of Richard Brook that he's giving us? He's so effective in motivating so many people.
Well, you know, Richard's a good friend of mine. I mean, he's been a mentor. He's been a guide to me for literally 40 years. I mean, 30-some years, 38 years. In my early days in the business, I mean, Richard was an icon in the industry. He was someone who kind of broke through the glass ceiling of network marketing into mainstream. And I've always followed him from afar, from up close, but I really have appreciated and enjoyed what we've been able to do the last year and a half with Richard and his book, and helping us really regain the language of the network marketing industry, and understand the true value of our industry, of this opportunity, understand the words like asset, income, leverage, and other things that I truly believe are some of the best features of a network marketing business, and yet do it in a very authentic way, not in a hypey way. It's so sincere, it's so authentic. Rich says it like it is, and I am glad that he's with us. Not only that he's with us, but he likes us. I mean, he's a real fan of Manatech. He's been a fan for a long time. And the fact that we can work together, we're in meetings with him all the time. And just had a meeting with him yesterday. And I think you guys are aware of this. I hope you are. If you're not, this would be good news. I mean, Richard has been asked to mastermind a new business building system. So he's very, very involved, and we're bringing on board some really key players from a technology, from a creative direction, from a video production and so on, to create a full system, folks, from the sizzle video to the presentation video to all the training, the onboarding, the first 90 days, all those things. We are building an end-to-end system, and we're having Richard really spearhead that effort. And the reason that's important is because, you know, this is not the first system we've tried to build at Manatech, but usually it was, you know, and we've gone to the field and we've asked the field where they want it. But a lot of times I'll say it like it is, we had corporate people trying to listen to field people and really understand what they're trying to say. And, you know, that's a very different language. How the field sees things and says things and the way that most corporate people interpret those things can be like speaking two different languages. It's like One was speaking Greek, the other one was speaking Latin, and we're trying to understand each other. By having Richard in the middle, Richard really, and he's gone last few months, he's interviewed every one of our S&P members, our strategy and planning members. He sat down with them. He spent hours with each one of them to truly understand what they wanted in a system, what they understand about a system, what they want from a system. And now he's now the voice that comes back into the company and says, this is what they want. This is what we got to build. And that seems like a nuance, but it's a big deal, makes a big difference, because there is no lack of passion at the office, at corporate, to really do what you want, to deliver on what you want. But there's a language, there's an understanding, there's a perception issue that Richard helps us to break through. So then we are really hearing what you're saying, and we're delivering on what you want. And that is exciting to me.
It's wonderful to hear all that. And all of you can hear Richard in action starting this Saturday. So that there's so much that's going to happen this Saturday. I'm excited. Al, we recently received 4 new patents. What can you share about the value of these 4 new ones as well as our other ones?
Well, you know, as you know, I'm a big fan of spreading that news around.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say thank you, guys, because just that, you know, my Facebook post on those 4 patents got shared, I think, 285 times, which is probably one of the highest numbers of shares. You know, I'm going to ask you guys, this will help us tremendously to get better, to push things up on Facebook. Don't just like something. First of all, you never like anything. You always love everything. So put a heart on everything. It will help you see more things if you love it instead of if you like it. But this is what's even more important. Don't just like it. Don't just love it. Like it, love it, share it. Because immediately it gives that content so much more value to in Facebook's algorithms that it will put it in front of more people because they believe it's more relevant. So the more times you share something that we share, the more people will actually get to see it. Okay? So.
Absolutely.
What is the value of a patent? So first of all, this is a patent on AO. And folks, we got the best antioxidant in the world. I mean, and I don't want to just channel Steve Nugent, but I am in 100% agreement with him. Our antioxidant product is amazing. And the fact that it gets a patent, go check it out and see how many antioxidants out there, and especially it's been around 15 years or more, how many of those would get a patent and still get patents? And more than that, just in one shoot, in one swoop, they had 4 patents issued at the same time, 4 separate different countries, right? So what does a patent do? Everybody says, well, it protects us, right? Yes, it does. For 15, 19 years, we're protected. But that's not what it means to me. What it means to me is those 4 patents means that in 4 separate countries, 4 group of very smart people sat around a table and agreed that this formulation deserved a patent. For me, this speaks to the value of what we're offering. It is new science, that's what normally gets a patent, but it's valuable. They believe that this is good for people. It deserves a patent. For me, a patent is a denomination of value. Because in the world, we are rewarded in direct proportion to the value that we bring to our fellow man. Right? It's value, and it's also solving a problem. antioxidants solve a major problem, a very long list of problems, from anti-aging to oxidative stress to, you know, I mean, all kinds of things I can't even say on the phone right now that are directly derived from oxidation that happens in our body, and that really speeds up the aging process, and with the aging process brings a whole lot of problems. Antioxidants are essential to health. And the fact that we have the best antioxidant in the world, and when people say, well, how do you know that? Well, because they have a slew of patents. By the way, these four is in addition to a whole other host of patents that AO has received in the past. I don't have that number in my head right now, but I wouldn't be surprised if we're up of 15 to 20 patents on that one product alone. Folks, that's value. That is something that is good for humanity. It solves real problems. And when you and I are solving real problems and creating value for humanity, we're creating value for ourselves. And that's a good thing.
That's well put, Al. Thank you. And I just want to recap a couple things that I want to thank you tonight for sharing your time and your talent. Your energy is always infectious. You are truly one of our men of worth in this company. And one of the things that you said tonight, you just said it, and it just rings true, is we are rewarded in direct proportion with what we can give to our fellow men, mankind. And that is so true. And that's one of the things we do even through M5M. And this, it all comes full circle. And that's one thing to hear you speak and know that, you know, you speak from the heart, and you just, your strength and your belief in what this company stands for is something we can always count on when I hear you on the stage or on the phone. And I so appreciate that. All of us do. One thing you said tonight is with this new product, it allows us to start a new conversation, reach out and touch someone. And I think that's where, and every so often, you have to almost envision your business as brand new. And how do I have a new approach to it? And the best way to do that is with a new product. And that's what we'll have. Those of you on the call, you must make this business commitment to be either in Dallas or to be in on that call to hear that Saturday Manapalooza, because I believe that we're going to really be moving forward with the direction that you hear. And tonight, Al, thank you again. It's been such a pleasure to have you on the phone. Our next call will be July 17th, and one of the things that we're going to be doing is I'm hoping to connect with Johanna, your wife, in order to have a Spanish call. We've never done that before on the Women of Worth, and it's time.
Oh, okay.
So that's one of the things I'm touching base with her on, so that'll be really inventive and be a great asset, because we've got so many of our people. And that's one of the things also, I love the quote that you said, that from Manatech, we will be in 100 countries in the next 5 to 10 years. That's exciting, to go on that ride and know that we're in the right direction of being that global growth is so powerful. And that's coming from you, and we do appreciate everything that happens. Please send back our appreciation for all the great energy and all the great projects and everything that Team Manatech does for us. So I just want to thank everyone tonight. I'm sorry, what is it, Al?
No, I have to say, first of all, thank you for inviting me on this call. And also, I really, truly appreciate what you've done and the rest of the team to create this community that you guys really cater to, and and you take care of, and you really, you know, motivate and inspire. You know, the new world is all about communities, and this is a great community. I love the name Woman of Worth. And you truly are a woman of worth because you care about each other, you care about the world, you care about the children, and that's wonderful, and that is really attractive, and I'm sure that should be a weapon of attraction for Manatech, is knowing that they can come into something like this and be part of such a community. So thank you so much for what you guys do, and thank you for making me a part of it as well.
Absolutely. I'm so glad we were able to catch up. Your schedule is always so busy, and we've wanted to in the past, and Terry would always tell me that you were traveling abroad. So it just is a credit to how much you give to us, and we don't even realize behind the scenes. So thank you, Al, and everyone out there, have a restful night, peaceful sleep, and God bless. Our next call will be July 17th. Thank you, Al.
Love you. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye now. Love you back. Bye.